the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Coming up, your chance to rip us off for a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom. In Broadview and now in Orland Park. But before we get to that,
number five.
Earlier today, Hillary Clinton.
Oh.
Whatever happened to her?
She just wanders in the woods looking for people to take selfies with.
Woods in Westchester?
She was at the circus at Madison Square Garden with the kids.
With her grandkids.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's tough duty, man. We had to take the grandkids to the circus. She's like, thank God this thing's going out of business.
She was also at dinner with Kate McKinnon, another spotting of Hillary Clinton, the one who played her on SNL.
That's entertaining.
Oh.
Hillary Clinton issued a statement today praising the nationwide resistance against Donald Trump. Really? Do you really want to? Do you want to go there? Because he's talking about her endlessly.
He is. He's been bringing her name up a lot.
And I kind of think I don't know that that's a great strategy for him. And then if she feeds the fire on that, then we're distracted by what I think America needs to do versus America relitigating the election that he won. No one's questioning whether he won the election. No. He just didn't win the popular vote. He's questioning that. Mm. But it doesn't matter, does it?
It does to me, okay?
It's very important to him.
Mm-hmm. She stressed that the party needs to put its energy toward the 2018 midterms.
The challenges we face as a party and a country are real. So now more than ever, we need to stay engaged in the field and online, reaching out to new voters, young people, and everyone who wants a better, stronger, fairer America. We as Democrats must move forward with courage, confidence, and optimism, and stay focused on the elections we must win this year and next. Let resistance plus persistence equal progress for our party and our country.
Well, she's just loose as a goose now, isn't she? Completely different than she was during the election. Just completely comfortable and natural. If we'd only heard more of that, Hillary.
Yeah, that was Hillary. We heard a lot of. But she's releasing this on the eve of the DNC electing new leadership tomorrow in Atlanta, and it's come down to Representative Ellison and Tom Perez, former Labor Secretary. And they're saying both of them, you know, I guess there's more than that in the field, but those two are the front runners. Both of them would indicate a movement to the left for the party, potentially, in terms of their strategies.
That's not going to help them. There's a huge swath that has just been opened up in the middle. And I don't like that notion that America's just going to be far left and far populist. Mm. It's not even a far right. It's a far populist, far right populist government. It's, your choices there are not good for business continuation and for our position on the world stage. And I know people go, we don't want to be the world's cop. Well, you know what? I know you don't want to be, but we kind of are. And it does actually help us as a nation to make sure that the rest of the world isn't completely on fire. And there has been an abdication of that of late, and now a further abdication of it. Although the president's kind of back and forth on it, right? He wants to get, you know, we're getting out, we're getting out, we're getting out. And then, no, we're in. No.
I'm not going to tell you.
I'm going to take the oil, though. I'm taking it with me. Jared, get the tanker.
Oh, gosh.
My Lord.
Oh, I hope not.
All right. Checking in at
number four.
Day after declaring Chicago needs help on Twitter, the president referenced Chicago's violence today at the CPAC conference.
I'm also working with the Department of Justice to begin reducing violent crime. I mean, can you believe what's happening in Chicago as an example? 2 days ago, 7 people were shot. And I believe killed. 7 people. 7 people. Chicago, a great American city. 7 people shot and killed. We will support the incredible men and women of law enforcement.
Was that Spike Lee back there screaming Chirac?
Yeah, available now on Blu-ray and DVD and on demand.
There's a lot of shouting.
Good Lord.
Yeah, there was a lot of shouting. Yeah. There's a lot of uncorked enthusiasm at these events.
Yeah.
Then he talked about border security.
And remember, we are getting the bad ones out. These are bad dudes. We're getting the bad ones out, okay? We're getting the bad. If you watch these people, it's like, oh, gee, that's so sad. We're getting bad people out of this country, people that shouldn't be, whether it's drugs or murder or other things. We're getting bad ones out. Those are the ones they go first, and I said it from day one. Basically, all I've done is keep my promise.
So which kind of people?
Bad ones.
Okay.
Bad ones.
Trying to make sure.
The bad hombres.
Bad hombres. Dudes.
We're not going to keep the good ones either, but we're getting the bad ones out first. I don't know. I know the thing is that there isn't. He goes and he makes these speeches, and then it, like, DHS today has to go, well, it's really the same enforcement that we've been doing for the last number of years, and when these particular visa, when the visa courts make the determination to kick the people out, that's when they're moving on them, right? Yeah. And some of this stuff has been in the pipeline for 12, 18 months. So it is what it, but he wants to put a new bow on it. I get that. That's politics. Mm. That's the way that this thing happens. But he's whipping people up in a way that is also scaring some people. And there is, I'm telling you, I'm going to say this every day, because this is a very important thing to note. There is going to be a labor crisis in America as a result of this, because people are getting out. And then we're not just talking about people who are coming from Mexico and Central America. We're talking about people who are coming from Asia. We are talking about people who are coming from Europe. We're talking about people who are like, I don't know if America's tenable anymore, and they're getting out.
Wow.
And there are a lot of jobs that Americans either don't want or are not properly trained
right,
for.
We're not qualified for
good
it.
Good point, yeah.
And we've seen that mismatch of the labor force across what our American industries need. And so that's been a problem with our employment.
And you're hearing it from every form. You're hearing it from really basic, low-trained labor to all the way to the very top.
Yeah, if you guys got a guy's named Chad, how do I work this combine again? There goes another limb.
Yeah. Jeez, don't
want
that.
Have that kind of thing going on.
Dude, trust me, Chad is not going to be doing that. And so mommy and daddy tell him he's got to get out of the house. I mean, Kevin Powell's barely employed. I mean, that's the thing. We Mom!
I had a good run.
Mom, do I have to go to work?
So. We need more fabric softener. My sweater's clinging.
All right, let's get now to, speaking of the kids, here's Violetta Pitomatic with the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots in your 3, your 2, and your 1. Top 5-5 continues right here on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Richard Roper's in the studio. Susie Sunshine's in the studio. She stuck around for the...
I did. I always stick around for the...
Carnarvon Wagon when you were in Chicago.
You can't miss the snacks. Mm.
She is on her North American tour right now, and so she did stop in Chicago. I thought that was pretty very impressive. Thank you for doing
that. Love to see you in person.
Absolutely.
My pleasure.
And here is, checking in at the...
Number 3.
...position, Caitlyn Jenner.
Mm. Yep.
Oh, you know what? She was supporting Donald Trump during the election.
Right. Remember she went and used the bathroom at the Trump Tower in New York and tweeted about it immediately afterwards. Thank you very much.
Right. but now the president has changed his mind about whether the federal government should be involved and the presidency should be involved in choosing who goes to a bathroom where. And Caitlyn Jenner not happy.
Now I have a message for the bullies. You're sick. And because you're weak, you pick on kids, you pick on women or anyone else you think is vulnerable. Apparently, even becoming the attorney general isn't enough to cure some people of their insecurities. As proof, the Supreme Court will soon hear a very important Title IX case, thanks to the courage of a very brave young man, Gavin Grimm. Mr. President, we'll see you in court. Finally, I have a message for President Trump from, well, one Republican to another. This is a disaster, and you can still fix it. You made a promise to protect the LGBTQ community. Call me.
He does that thing with his fingers, too.
Right,
the call
like,
me.
Call
thing.
Me.
He's given up on trying to change the voice, though. Remember for a while, he was going a little more Maryland. Now he's just like, hey, look, here I am.
Deal with it.
Let me just tell you something, though. You know, for people who, you know, who were like, oh, yeah, the guy wants to be a girl, a sissy boy. Right now, Caitlyn Jenner, nay Bruce Jenner, kick your ass. That would be the one. In a skirt, he's still going to kick your ass.
6'4", 6'5", in heels, because 6'2", about 220.
Yeah.
She's coming out front as a real advocate, so that's, you know, empowering to the community.
Checking in at
number two.
Jimmy Kimmel, going to host the Oscars on Sunday. Now, now he's done the Emmys before, and he's done some other big events over the years.
Sure.
But is he ready to step up?
Bob Hope and Billy Crystal, Ellen DeGeneres, and that streak ends this year. You know what? They said, we've had the comedy greats. We're tired of that. We're going to go for some of the comedy mediocres. And I was the first call. I'm most excited about getting it over with. It's very nerve-wracking, the whole thing.
He could have said no.
He could have, right. Yeah. It's I mean, Richard, you know about this. It's kind of it's not always a winning proposition for everyone.
Yeah, because, you do an 8-minute, opening monologue, and then you're just a traffic cop, really, the rest of the day. And, no matter what you do, people always go, well, I could have done, it was kind of boring. Well, it's not his fault that they have to do live documentary, action, short, makeup, hairstyling awards. It's going to always be a little dull.
And I think also Michael Strahan was booked. Checking in at
number one.
Conan O'Brien is going to give the president a little bit of help in financing the wall.
I love this.
He relocated his show to Mexico City last week for a special one-off episode, so he decided to use the spare time to raise money for the wall.
Presidente Trump wants to build a wall, and he would like Mexico to pay for it. Would you like to make a donation? Do you have any? Would you like to put a...
Put your love.
Love?
Love.
You'd put love in there?
Kindness.
No, I need cash. Is there anything you'd like to say to President Trump?
Tenemos muchas cosas que decirle a Trump.
He's not... If you speak in Spanish, Trump won't understand. If you speak in English, he may not understand.
All right. That does it. There's going to be open war. All right. Judy Pilak standing by with the WGN News. Let us now close this thing up, shall we?
The top five at five.